January 20th marks the second anniversary of the Citizens United case, in which the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that corporations and unions may give unlimited donations to elect or defeat political candidates based on the interpretation of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution that corporations are people with the same free speech rights as individuals. Some groups like Public Citizen, Common Cause, and People for the American Way, joined by grassroots groups like Move to Amend, have been working since the Supreme Court decision to advocate for a constitutional amendment restricting the definition of personhood to human beings and to roll back the power of corporations. These groups under the banner of United for the People will be organizing protest actions on January 20th and 21st to condemn the court's Citizens United decision and call for constitutional reform to take back democracy from corporate rule. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhu spoke with Mark Hayes, coordinator of Public Citizen's Democracy is for People campaign. He explains how and why the campaign is working toward a constitutional amendment and the role of the Occupy Wall Street movement in raising awareness around this issue.
Around January 21st, the second anniversary of Citizens United, our organizations are planning grassroots actions that demonstrate the broad support for constitutional reform from people across the country. And we're doing that in a couple different ways. First, each organization involved in this effort is planning actions that fit with their particular campaign effort, whether it's focusing on aspects of the judiciary and their role in this problem, whether it's pushing for local and state resolutions calling for amendment, which is something that Public Citizen is doing, Move to Amend, another group called Free Speech for People. But above all, we're working in a coordinated fashion to show that this movement is broad. So one way we're doing that is we have an umbrella network called United for the People. And that umbrella network seeks to show that despite some of the differences we have in scope and tactics on exactly how to approach an amendment work, we're united in the ideal that this has been such a game changer, we really need to push for constitutional reform together to restore the balance.
You know, despite earlier efforts by many groups, it's really the Occupy movement that brought this opposition to corporate personhood into the limelight. A sign held up by a woman in New York at a rally early on and that later went viral said, "I'll believe corporations are people when the government executes one." So is Occupy part of your efforts around January 21st, or are they doing their own events in their own cities?
I think it's a mixture of both. I think, first of all, what's really exciting about the Occupy movement, and I think what's galvanized so many people across the country in response to it, is that, you know, I can't speak for that movement, but I know for me personally and for those that work in sort of the progressive and independent political community that the sentiments there, specifically, this economy doesn't work for people and this government doesn't work for people, it works for Wall Street, are ones that a lot of people share. And their response to the problem of corporate money in politics and corporate domination of our democracy, I think, rings true with a lot of us. And so, thematically, there's a lot that we share. So we definitely stand in solidarity with them, and we believe that the work that our organization is doing and other organizations are doing to push for amendment are solidarity actions, if you will, working along towards some of the same objectives.
Mark Hayes, it's very hard to get a constitutional amendment passed. Are there other ways your organizations are working to rein in the power of the corporations?
You know, at Public Citizen, we and many of our allies support a spectrum of responses to the Citizens United decision. I mean, the best way to think about it is what we need to do in the short term, the medium term, and the long term. You know, to begin with, there are things we can do right now to shine a spotlight on some of this influx of corporate money that's pouring into our political system. So passing laws at the state and federal level to force disclosure from some of these new donors will go a long way towards giving us the information we need to understand what's actually happening. So that's a first step. The second step we can do is sort of throw some sand in the gears and force greater accountability from some of these new corporate donors. So with that in mind, we and a number of different organizations are seeking to pass legislation or new rules within the corporate governance sector or within the SEC that would basically force corporations to seek approval from their shareholders and investors before spending this money that they now have access to for political uses or campaign uses. But ultimately, we're seeking a constitutional amendment because the court's decision has changed the landscape. It is now very difficult, if not impossible, to pass legislation that would restrict this kind of corporate funding or other similar kinds of donations in the political process. It's also very difficult to litigate our way out of it, not only because of the court's composition, but because of the way in which the judicial system uses precedent. So even if we were able to get a case to the court that could potentially overturn this precedent, it would take a great deal of time, and a lot of stars would have to align. It's not out of the question, but it's something that's difficult. But I think the most compelling point for pushing for a constitutional amendment is not only because it's a solution that's necessary, it's also a solution that stands to really give us the fuel we need to build the democratic movement to take back our democracy. This is an idea that has galvanized people's attention towards the issue of campaign finance reform and corporate money in politics, arguably like none we've seen in many years. It takes the issue to a new level when people realize it's not just about tinkering with the machinery, it's really about the nature of our democracy. So that's one key reason we're pushing for a constitutional amendment as a focal point for our overarching efforts. And, you know, frankly, it could take a while, but many progressive efforts to change society, to build a new path for our democracy take time. We've seen that in other issue areas. So in this respect, we're really just the beginning of a similar effort.
That was Mark Hayes, coordinator of Public Citizens' Democracy is for People campaign. To learn more about the protest actions being organized for January 20th and 21st, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.